All right, 12 and a half in front of 6, 32 degrees. A Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Good morning. Before, in first thoughts today, I'm excited about something in the Today in History part, so I'm going to jump to that right away, and then we'll close it out with a Christmas meditation from one of our area pastors. But, on this day, 122 years ago, in 1903, Wilbur and Orville Wright made the first successful controlled flight of a powered aircraft at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Now, Simon Sinek tells this story better than anybody I've ever heard. We go back to 2009, a TED Talk regarding his book, Start With Why. He unpacks the story.
I always say that, you know, there's if you hire people just because they can do a job, they'll work for your money. But if you hire people who believe what you believe, they work for you with blood and sweat and tears. And nowhere else is there a better example of this than with the Wright brothers. Most people don't know about Samuel Pierpont Langley. And back in the early 20th century, the pursuit of powered man flight was like the dot-com of the day. Everybody was trying it. And Samuel Pierpont Langley had what we assume to be the recipe for success. I mean, even now, you ask people, why did your product or why did your company fail? And people always give you the same permutation of the same three things. Undercapitalized, the wrong people, bad market conditions. It's always the same three things. So let's explore that. Samuel Pierpont Langley was given $50,000 by the War Department to figure out this flying machine. Money was no problem. He held a seat at Harvard and worked at the Smithsonian and was extremely well connected. He knew all the big minds of the day. He hired the best minds money could find, and the market conditions were fantastic. The New York Times followed him around everywhere, and everyone was rooting for Langley. And how come we've never heard of Samuel Pierpont Langley? A few hundred miles away in Dayton, Ohio, Orville and Wilbur Wright. They had none of what we consider to be the recipe for success. They had no money. They paid for their dream with the proceeds from their bicycle shop. Not a single person on the Wright brothers' team had a college education, not even Orville or Wilbur. And the New York Times followed them around nowhere. The difference was Orville and Wilbur were driven by a cause, by a purpose, by a belief. They believed that if they could figure out this flying machine, it'll change the course of the world. Samuel Pierpont Langley was different. He wanted to be rich, and he wanted to be famous. He was in pursuit of the result. He was in pursuit of the riches. And lo and behold, look what happened. The people who believed in the Wright brothers' dream worked with them with blood and sweat and tears. The others just worked for the paycheck. And they tell stories of how every time the Wright brothers went out, they would have to take five sets of parts because that's how many times they would crash before they came in for supper. And eventually, on December 17th, 1903, the Wright brothers took flight. And no one was there to even experience it. We found out about it a few days later. And further proof that Langley was motivated by the wrong thing, the day the Wright brothers took flight, he quit. He could have said, "That's an amazing discovery, guys, and I will improve upon your technology." But he didn't. He wasn't first. He didn't get rich. He didn't get famous. So he quit. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And if you talk about what you believe, you will attract those who believe what you believe.
Isn't that great stuff? Simon Sinek, he just unpacks that story, and rather than just tell you, hey, this happened 122 years ago, he gives you the great context of it, and I've always appreciated that. And my wife and I enjoyed reading that book, Start With Why, from Simon Sinek. All right, a Christmas thought this morning from Pastor in the north part of the listening area.
This is Pastor Steve Swenson from Providence Church in Rice Lake. I want to draw your attention to what the angel Gabriel spoke to young Mary 9 months before that first Christmas. He told her this: the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. Now, here's the hope in this. God himself stooped to save his people. Hard days ahead for you? We're celebrating this month what happened when God came after us. The holy embryo who entered time is the same Holy One who called the Moses from the burning bush. The great I Am came on a rescue mission for everyone who believes, and he's still calling all of us to kneel in his presence. So rest your arms a while on the windowsill of heaven, and with that vision, find your identity in the God who came to seek and to save the lost.
Today's number is 2.45 million. What is that? It's the average viewership for a NASCAR race, but it's down a lot, down from 8.5 million in 2005. If you're NASCAR, you got to be scratching your head saying, what did we do to lose 6 million viewers per race in the last 20 years? A Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show right now.
We have not played this game for a while, but we're bringing it back. You're on a Win It Wednesday. Again, congratulations to our winner on a Tuesday trivia that doesn't always get solved on a Tuesday. But yeah, had a winner yesterday, and so now it's game time, and we got a great prize for you. How about a free digital download of the Christmas movie, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever? It's fantastic. You will thoroughly enjoy it if you haven't seen it before, and it's worth rewatching a lot as well, too. We can email this to you wherever you might be. You don't even have to come out to pick it up. But first, you have to play the game and win the game. And the game is...
Wibbertle.
We have not played this for a while. Wibbertle, I love Wordle. The New York Times game. Havo does as well, too. You kind of got me hooked on this, and now I try to play it every day. So, Wibbertle, again, five-letter word. Call in 715-723-2555. Guess a letter. We'll tell you if it's in the word or not. If you get a letter correct, you get to keep on guessing. If you get a letter incorrect, you can either hang up and call back, or you can try to guess the word. You get one chance and one chance only to guess the word.
That's
715-723-2555. I'm kind of patting myself on the back because we haven't played this for a while, and I feel like I just recited the rules perfectly.
You explained it well.
And I didn't know if I remembered them myself. Anyway, but we need someone to call it. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Bottom line from all of that, you call and you guess a letter. You have 26 options on the board right now. 715-723-2555. For Wibbertle, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, your Christmas station.
I've kept some of the stats from the past, and our friend Sherry in Bloomberg used to kind of own this. She won it a number of times.
She was very talented at this. Got to see Sherry at the concert on Friday night with Rhett Walker, Jacob's Well Church, that OneFest put on. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555, Wibbertle. So again, you just guess a letter. 723-2555, a chance to win a free digital download of the movie The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony. What do you think?
Morning. E.
Is there an E?
That's a great guess, but there's not an E.
There's not an E. Thank you. Call us back, Tony. 715-723-2555. We'll go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey, Jim. What do you think? What letter?
X.
X. Is there an X in that one?
That's a different guess, Jim. Right out of there is not an X.
There's not an X. All right. So 24 possibilities left here for this five-letter word. Good morning, WWIB. Playing Wibbertle on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel on WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Josh from Holcomb.
All hey, right, Josh. What do you think?
A.
Is there an A in there? Getting the vowels out.
There is an A, Josh, and it is the second letter of the five.
All right, Josh, so you get to keep going. Another letter.
S. What's the next one?
S.
S. Sounds like you said S.
S?
S. There is not an S.
Not an S. So, Josh, you've got one letter out of the five. Do you want to try to guess, or do you want to hang up and call back?
I'll call back.
All right. Seems like a smart move.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Time for a few more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil from Whitehall.
Hey, Virgil, what do you think?
Let's go with the R.
Is there an R in that word, Havo?
An R in that word. There is not.
There is not an R. All right, Virgil, thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey, Jim, what do you think?
W.
Is there a W in that word?
There is not.
Not a W. Thank you, Jim. All right, we've got time for, I think, two more guesses.
We've had five calls, all guys.
Good morning, WWIB, the gentlemen early risers, I guess. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Chippewa Falls.
And what do you think? What letter?
P.
Is there a P in there?
A P?
A T.
Oh, a T. T. Sorry, thanks for correcting me.
That's important because there is a T. It's the last letter.
All right, you got the last letter. What do you think? What's your next guess?
R.
Is there an R?
R was already guessed, so there's not an R.
So you can think of another letter.
What's another one?
I.
Is there an I in there? Going for another vowel.
That's a great guess, thinking there is not an I.
There is not an I. So here's the thing. We're going to come to a close here, I think. Do you want to guess the word right now, or do you want to call back later?
It is blank A, blank, blank T.
What do you think? Do you want to try to guess the word? You get one guess at the actual word. Do you want to try back later?
Sounds like that's what they're going to do.
All right. So we're just going to assume that's what they're doing.
Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, round two of WIB Wordle.
Yes, your chance to win a free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever. Great Christmas movie.
Uh-huh.
You don't even have to come pick it up. We'll email it to you right away, wherever you might be. 715-723-2555. It's a five-letter word. You get one guess for a letter. If you get the letter right, you get to guess again for a letter. You get one guess in total of the word. And Havo, we got 40% of the letters last time up.
We did. So we can tell you it's a five-letter word. We know the second letter is A and the last letter is T. These are the letters that have been guessed that are not in there. Okay, there's no E or I. There is no R, W, or X.
All right. 715-723-2555. Folks are eager. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Virgil from Whitehall.
Hey, Virgil, what do you think, friend?
H.
Is there an H in there? Halvo, is there an H in that word?
There is. It's the fourth letter.
There you go, Virgil. All right, so we're 60% of the way there. Virgil from Whitehall, you get another guess. What do you think?
T.
T?
No, C as
C.
in cat.
Oh, C as in cat. Mm-hmm. All right, C as in cats.
That is the third letter.
All right,
so
Virgil.
We know there is, it's blank A-C-H-T, Virgil.
What do you think? You get another guess at a letter,
why
and then you can guess
it?
The word.
Y is in yard.
Y is in yard. Mm-hmm. Virgil?
That is the first letter. What is the word?
What's the word, Virgil?
Yacht.
Is it yacht?
It is.
It is. You're a
winner. Way to go, Virgil.
Well done.
You're a winner.
Virgil from Whitehall taking it wire to wire.
You're a winner.
Are you a Wordle player like Caleb and I, Virgil?
Linda, my wife and I play every day competing. See who can get it done the quickest. So,
okay.
Yes.
That's fantastic. It keeps the mind sharp.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. As long as we have a minute here.
Yeah.
Virgil, what's your best streak on Wordle?
Well, I don't know. I'm just excited when I can get two, but a lot of times three and four is what we solve it in.
Yeah, I think I solve it in four. My best, I think, was 101, and then it was one of those ones where there's multiple options, and you get down to the last one, and I guessed wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's
remembering to do it every day, too,
that's
right?
That's the thing, too.
I know.
Cooper and I try to do it together, or the rest of the family, we try to do it all the time, and, sometimes we just forget, and that's usually what ends the streak. So, anyway. Virgil, we'll chat with you off the air and get your email and send you the best Christmas pageant ever. Thanks for playing with us on a Win It Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
One, two, three, four. Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish
it's your birthday.
Whose birthday is it? It is Teddy's birthday today from the Swenson household. And you might be saying, I feel like you've been giving a lot of happy birthday wishes. Yeah, we have three birthdays in 8 days in December. Because we're smart like that. But it is Teddy's birthday today, and Teddy turns 3 years old. Happy birthday, Teddy. And I've got a song for you coming up. Teddy, I've got two boys and two girls, and each one is just so unique, and the joy that they bring. Couldn't have asked for any more blessings than we've been given as parents, Lindsay and I. And Teddy, I think from in the womb, right? When Lindsay's like, man, he's moving around all the time. And I remember one ultrasound. He was like, man, the kid's like bouncing. And Lindsay's like, yeah, he's like bouncing all the time. I don't know that he's ever stopped moving from the womb. And then since he's been born, just active, very boyish. All right. Teddy just loves everything with a bat or a ball. He loves to move. He loves to run. He loves to hug and tackle. And Teddy is a joy to our family. And Teddy, I wish you a very, very happy birthday. Daddy loves you so much.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. 1 week till Christmas Eve. 8 days till Christmas. We'll talk more Christmas later. But right now, This is interesting advice. Don't drink water after eating spicy food, Caleb.
And you would think that would be, for a lot of people, your reaction is, I need the
right.
water.
This Put out really the spicy. Fire, right?
Yeah. So let's say you mistake a ghost pepper for a mere jalapeno, and a couple of seconds later, you're seriously regretting your life choices.
Yeah, what's the first thing you do?
If you answered, look for the nearest water source, you're not alone. According to scientists at the American Chemical Society, I subscribe to their newsletter, you couldn't be more wrong.
Capsaicin is the chemical that makes spicy food hot.
The more capsaicin in your spicy chili peppers, the higher they are on the Scoville scale.
Capsaicin is made of nonpolar molecules, while water is made of polar molecules.
I completely understand everything in that sentence.
This is like chemistry class.
As a result, mixing the two is like mixing oil and water. Interesting. When you drink water after eating something spicy, your mouth is likely to feel worse because the nonpolar molecules get spread around.
So, consuming dairy products can help because dairy can neutralize those pesky nonpolar molecules, returning your tongue to normal. So, if you're going to order that spicy Mexican food, order milk with it.
Good news for the Wisconsin dairy industry. There you go. We got a pair of the peppers and the milk.
Dairy to the rescue.
This is a song about two things I love from Go Fish, my wife, and the Christmas season.
I like to think about the night long ago. When the Son of God was born to Mary and Joe, I have to smile when I think about that baby boy and what he came to earth to do for me. He took away my sin and he set me free, and now I just want to celebrate it with you. Oh, oh, oh. I love the lights, I love the snow. Child, as the excitement almost drives him wild, I just can't wait to tear into all those brand new toys. And if you listen really close, you will hear the sound of caroling somewhere near, and you can't help but wish the night would never end. Oh, 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 I love the lights, I love the snow.
Of the year is many things, and one of the things is it's cookie season.
Yes, and so we have what's the most popular Christmas cookie, holiday cookie in each state. Also, some of you have been responding about your favorite Christmas treat to bake and or eat on the WWIB Radio Facebook page.
All right, so Target created the review by analyzing cookie sales at stores across the country from November 1st to December 6th of this year.
The research identified three holiday cookies as shoppers' top picks. They were sugar cookies, gingerbread cookies, and shortbread cookies.
Yeah, gingerbread stood out from the rest, topping the list in 76% of U.S. states, including Wisconsin.
I didn't think that the country could agree on 76% of anything.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, 38 states say gingerbread is the favorite. Very traditional.
Sugar cookies the favorite in 8 states.
Shortbread the favorite in 4 states.
Now, we asked on the WIB Facebook page, what's your favorite Christmas treat to make or eat? I would have to say what I would like to, and please call them peanut butter balls. There's another term people say, Buckeyes. Please don't say that.
No, no.
Yeah. But yeah, we had different listener responses.
We did indeed. Pauline says Spritz, like Spritz cookies. Oh, or pecan tasties. I've had both of those. Very, very good.
Our friend Curdy Harrison going with his own fruitcake.
Carrie says frosted cutouts. You know what? Christmas cutout cookies.
Those are good.
Frost, that's just a classic.
Those are absolutely fantastic. Pam says, I don't make it, but love to have lefse at Christmas time.
Yes, absolutely. Cindy says rosettes.
Those are good. Thanks so much to some of our listeners, the Hex, who dropped off some things
those
like that.
Were really good rosettes.
We just finished things off today. Sue also said spritz and fudge, fantastic.
Audrey sends us a picture of peanut blossoms. Uh-huh. You know they have like a Hershey's Kiss or a chocolate star in the middle of like a peanut butter cookie, and it looks like these are fresh baked. Now, fantastic. I didn't see them here. I did see she took a picture of them. I didn't see any here. It's not dropping in, but I didn't see any here. But I did see a nice picture of them, Audrey.
Very nice picture. Thank you, Audrey. So those are fantastic. But I have to say, my preference for the peanut butter balls, which I know you like to make.
Yes, we made a lot of them over the weekend. Uh-huh. And did I mention that on the air? So we made the regular ones. But also for fun, Cooper and I thought it would be interesting to get some Reese's peanut butter chips and dip the peanut butter balls in peanut butter chips, melted peanut butter chips, to make like a peanut butter ball.
And, that sounds good.
Early returns, at least from he and I, were like, that's pretty good. Pretty good. So
double thumbs up for dad and son.